Welcome back to another edition of the Pick 6, and welcome back to Xfinity Studios. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw. The draft is over, and the picks are in. So are your questions. Let's get right to them. The first one comes from Kyle in Watertown, Minnesota. What are your thoughts on the draft? How do you think we did this year? I think as a Vikings fan, you have to come away from the draft excited. Look in the first round, Anthony Barr, a pass-rushing linebacker from UCLA, and Teddy Bridgewater, a quarterback from Louisville. The NFL is a passing league, and you got two players who are very important to the passing game. Barr, in defending the pass by getting to quarterbacks, and Bridgewater, who could be your future quarterback. The Vikings came away from the draft with 10 picks overall. They came into the draft with 8, come out of it with 10 selection, and 2 of them were first rounders. That's a unique blend to get that much top-end talent, but that much depth overall. So I thought the Vikings did a great job of selecting players and maneuvering during the draft to come away with 10 picks. Our next question comes from Steve in Bay Area, California. Why Anthony Barr over C.J. Mosley? This is an interesting question because Barr and Mosley are both linebackers, but they're very different players. Mosley is an experienced, productive player from the University of Alabama, and he's an inside linebacker. Barr has played just 2 years at linebacker in UCLA, and he's more of a pass-rushing outside linebacker, so two very different players. Why the Vikings chose Barr over Mosley is a question we can't really answer, we can only guess, but I think it has something to do with pass-rushing ability. The Vikings, playing in the NFC North with those three good quarterbacks in Detroit, Chicago, and Green Bay, needed to increase their pass rush. That's what Anthony Barr can do. Now, at middle linebacker, the Vikings have Jasper Brinkley, Audie Cole, Michael Mahdi, maybe Chad Greenway. They have the bodies in place to fill that spot at middle linebacker, but Barr brings you pass rushing presence on the edge of your defense, something we need in this division. Our next question comes from Austin in Reading, Pennsylvania. What did the Vikings see in Teddy Bridgewater that made them choose him over all the other quarterbacks in this year's draft? I think there's three important traits that you need to know about Teddy Bridgewater. One, he's a winner. Everywhere he's been, he's won, in high school and in college. Last year, the Louisville Cardinals only lost one game and they won their bowl game. And Teddy Bridgewater, as a starter, was 27-8 in 3 seasons at Louisville. So Teddy Bridgewater knows how to win games. Number two, Teddy is tough. You look at the game tape against the University of Florida in the Sugar Bowl 2 years ago. Very first play of the game, linebacker John Bostic blasts him. His helmet goes flying, his chin is lacerated, but he stays in the game. 266 passing yards, 2 touchdowns, and a win over the Florida Gators. Before that, to get a berth into that bowl game, Teddy Bridgewater played with a broken wrist and an injured ankle and led the Louisville Cardinals in a comeback victory over Rutgers to get him into a bowl game. So Teddy Bridgewater will play through pain. You want your quarterback to be tough. That's what Teddy Bridgewater is. And number three, he takes care of the ball. Last season for Louisville, Teddy Bridgewater, 31 touchdowns, only 4 interceptions. He doesn't make bad decisions. 68% passer for his career at Louisville. So you know Teddy's going to deliver the ball to the right spot at the right time. Our next question comes from Luke in Thief River Falls, Minnesota. Out of our draft picks, who do you see as an impact player this year? Well, I'm going to take the easy road here and take the first draft pick we had in the first round, Anthony Barr. I think he's an immediate impact player for the Vikings because I think he can play on all 3 downs. He can play outside linebacker in your base 4-3 defense, and I think he can play linebacker in the nickel package. So look for about 60 snaps a game from Anthony Barr and look for him to be a pass rusher, as I said earlier, in a division with 3 very good quarterbacks. Our next question comes from Rob in St. Paul Park, Minnesota. Do you see Jerick McKinnon in the Darren Sproles role in Norv Turner's offense? Yes, I think that's exactly what McKinnon can do for the Vikings. He's a running back, but he's not a backup running back per se to Adrian. He's more of a complementary running back. And what I mean by that is he's not a backup because I don't know that Jerick McKinnon is a guy who's going to come in and spell Adrian Peterson and carry the ball 20 times a game for 4 or 5 games in a row. McKinnon is more of a complementary back where you bring him in on third down and use him in the passing game, or you bring him in on first down and give him a carry every now and then. But McKinnon is a versatile, athletic, make-you-miss-in-space type of player, and he's going to complement Adrian Peterson very well. A great tool for Norv Turner to have in the offense. Our last question comes from Steven in Maryland. Our only offensive pick on Saturday was David Yankee from Stanford. Why do you think he fell to the 5th round? That's a good question. David Yankee was twice an All-American at Stanford, and he did it at 2 different positions. Lots of experience playing left tackle, lots of experience playing left guard. So why he fell exactly, I don't really know. It could have something to do with some scouts. They had concerns about his athleticism. I heard a lot of, he's a better football player than he is an athlete. So when push came to shove and two players were graded equally, some teams may have favored a different player over Yankee because of the athleticism factor. But their loss is the Vikings' gain. Yankee is a road grading run blocker who played for Stanford, a very pro-style, run-heavy offense. He's a great fit here for the Vikings. He's going to compete for time at guard, and if he doesn't win a starting job there, he can be a key backup at tackle or guard. Dave the Yankee, a great pick for the Vikings. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick 6, but we'll be back next week after rookie minicamp, so send your questions in to the email address at the bottom of the screen. And we'll see you next week.